WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks, buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into something super important. Creating a safe space for emotional expression and release. Ever feel like you're holding back, bottling things up inside? Like there's this pressure it could bring in your chest just waiting to explode. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, our emotions are valid, they're part of what makes us human, and ignoring them is like trying to run a marathon with a flat tire. You're gonna crash and burn eventually. So, how do we build that emotional safe haven? Stick around, because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will change the game. First off, self-awareness is king. Knowing your triggers, understanding your emotional patterns, it's like having a map of your own emotional landscape. You wouldn't navigate a new city blindfolded, would you? Same goes for your emotions. Pay attention to what sets you off, what brings you joy, and how different situations make you feel. The more you know about yourself, the better equipped you are to handle those rollercoaster rides. Number 2. Communication is key. But not just any kind of communication, I'm talking open, honest, and vulnerable sharing. Think of it like this, imagine your emotions are trapped in a locked box. To get them out, you need to find the right key. That key is authentic communication. It might feel scary at first, but trust me, expressing yourself honestly with trusted people can be incredibly liberating. Remember, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. Now, here's the thing, creating a safe space isn't just about talking, it's also about actively listening. Being present when someone shares their feelings, really hearing what they're saying without judgment or interruption, that's a superpower. It shows respect, builds trust, and allows for genuine connection. Number 4. Boundaries, my friends, are your best friend. Setting healthy boundaries helps protect your emotional well-being. It means knowing your limits, communicating them clearly, and honoring your own needs. Think of it like this, you wouldn't let someone walk all over your physical space, so why should it be any different with your emotions? And finally, number 5. Self-care is non-negotiable. You can't pour from an empty cup. Make time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply taking a few minutes to breathe and be present. Remember, taking care of yourself emotionally is just as important as taking care of your physical health. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's at work, feeling overwhelmed by a demanding project and dealing with some interpersonal conflict. She tries to power through, burying her emotions deep down, but eventually, it all comes crashing down. She snaps at a colleague, feels guilty afterward, and spirals into a week of stress and anxiety. This is what happens when we don't create a safe space for emotional expression. But let's flip the script. Now imagine Sarah taking a step back. She recognizes she's feeling overwhelmed and decides to talk to her manager about the workload. She also reaches out to a trusted friend to vent and process her feelings. By communicating openly, setting boundaries with demanding colleagues, and prioritizing self-care through exercise and mindfulness, Sarah navigates the situation with grace and resilience. See, it's all about creating that safe haven where emotions can flow freely without judgment or fear. And remember, folks, it's a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the road, but by consistently practicing these key takeaways, self-awareness, open communication, active listening, healthy boundaries, and self-care, you'll build that emotional fortress and create a life filled with authenticity, connection, and genuine well-being. So, what are you going to do today to create a safer space for your emotions? Share your thoughts in the comments below, let's keep this conversation going. And remember, you got this. We're all in this together, one emotional breakthrough at a time. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.